Hello and welcome to another edition of the Moving Iron Podcast. This podcast is proudly provided by Axon, helping dealers move more iron for almost 100 years. Find out more at axontire.com. Axon was started almost 100 years ago out of a passion for keeping agriculture moving. It's that same passion that drives them today. With a vision for a better experience for both farmer and dealer, they set out to create a better way to move more iron. When you partner with Axon, you get immediate access to a full range of products and solutions designed to meet the complex needs of today's grower. Axon carries all major brands and sizes of tires, wheels, and tracks. From custom colors and sizes to fully customized wheels, you can have the solution for virtually any problem today's farmer is trying to solve. To find more or become an Axon dealer, please visit axontire.com. Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Time and time again, through the years you'll find us here, moving iron.
Hey everyone, it's Jack and Kromowski with the Herdbook Ag Media, giving you your Moving Iron Ag News update here as we wrap up our first week of the month. Hope you guys all had a wonderful 4th of July this past weekend. In politics this week, ag exports are an incredibly viable market in general, as they are projected to be up over 20% to $164 billion here in 2020, which goes way above the initial USDA forecast this past February. And this, again, is across agriculture in general, including poultry, dairy, and livestock products exceptionally leading the way in regards to these increases. Now, of course, with China being one of the primary consumers of our products and being credited for a good chunk of this growth, has raised some concern about over-reliance on China, including by Secretary Vilsack, who stated, "I think it is going to be an important and the appropriate time for the administration to take a look at where there are new partnerships, new arrangements, and new connection," unquote. However, at the moment, he has noted that he is currently confident in the relationship the U.S. has with China, provided it stayed center on trade. But, again, it's still a complex, delicate situation, so we will see if other opportunities might also present themselves in Europe and in other nations as well. And speaking of Vilsack, he has plans to review the, quote, product of USA, unquote, label for meat that is currently being managed by the Food Safety and Inspection, or the FSIS, for a decision that's going to have to come after the Federal Trade Commission had already voted to strengthen the enforcement of products labeled made in the USA. Vilsack said, "I congratulate the FTC on strengthening this important protection for American consumers. USDA will complement the FTC's efforts with our own initiative on labeling for products regulated by FSIS, an area of consumer labeling where USDA has a long tradition of protecting consumers from false and misleading labels." Looking over at our international news, as we here in the Western world have been struggling with an unusual pattern of summer weather, other nations are faring quite well when it comes to soybeans and other oilseed production and exportation. Not only is the country of Nigeria looking to increase their soybean production, they are also increasing their imports as well. Their marketing year, which goes for 2021 through 2022, began on July 1st, and they are expected to reach 1.25 million tons of soybeans, which is up 43% from the USDA's estimate. Then when we fly up over to Europe, their rapeseed harvest forecast has gone up from what they originally projected. However, they are also looking at lowering some of their demand expectations, which could change their supply flow in that country. In the European Union, rapeseed overall is expected to reach 17 million tons, which is notably over the 16.82 million that was forecast just a month ago, which is over 3% over last year's crop. And as I had previously mentioned before, we here in the West are still struggling. Now Mexico, too, is notably feeling the heat from the lack of precipitation, as 70% of the nation is currently under some sort of water stress, including some of the country's key farming regions. Here in the U.S., Tyson recently recalled about approximately 8.5 million pounds of their ready-to-eat chicken products just on July 1st due to a possible contamination of Listeria. This would go back to products that had been manufactured from a plant in Missouri going back to December of last year all the way through April of this year. And still worth mentioning, we are looking at exceptionally high prices for wheat and canola as both Western Canada and the U.S. continues to have their crops and harvest devastated due to these record high temperatures and drought-like conditions. And it should be noted that already earlier this year, the prices for spring wheat were already high before active contracts going to $8.34 per bushel on the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, which was the highest since 2013. And if these weather patterns continue, we can probably expect that to continue and maybe even go up. And since we're going to be talking about the drought-like conditions, we might as well mention this has also led to an increase in grasshoppers, especially throughout the western U.S. The USDA has even recently released hazard maps, along with an extermination for a plague that has been taking over a lot of the states that have been most affected. Part of this plan would include spraying rangelands with pesticides in sections that would hopefully help prevent other insects and wildlife from being too affected by these applications. All right, and that here should catch you up for this week in July. This Ag News Update is brought to you by the Herd Book Ag Media, serving all your agribusiness writing, communication, and media needs. Find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or our company website, the-herdbook.com. Let me know you found out about us here on Moving Iron and get 20% off your first invoice.
You want to have a meaningful, competitive advantage to help sell more equipment. Whether you represent the sales, parts, or management department of an implement dealership, there's a surprising amount of complexity when it comes to tire, wheel, and track technology. Let Axon worry about that so you can get back to supporting your customers. Axon has leveraged years of experience to create a streamlined process that gives you a proven path to help today's grower and sell more equipment. The roots of their organization go back almost 100 years to the invention of the rubber tractor tire. Supporting agriculture is the number one driver of Axon from product development through sales and service. To find more or become an Axon dealer, head over to axontire.com.
Iron in the 21st century, hardworking people working hard for you and me, moving iron time and time again, through the years you'll find us here, moving iron.